people can just visit with one of us, or like even if they want to talk to us on Saturday about being a Garden Club member. It's wonderful. It's such a great resource because there's all different ages and expertise, but it seems like, you know, oh, I've had trouble with this. And then somebody else will say, well, that's being caused by this, and this is what I've done to get rid of it or to take care of it. So it's just a really, really good exchange of ideas, and what a wonderful group of people that are in the Garden Club. We really do share a common interest, and there's a lot of good gardening knowledge there. So people can even ask on Saturday if they have questions. We'll try and answer for them. So, but and the dues, we have, you can join for $10 a year, or the dues if you want to be a state Garden Club member or state horticulture member and receive the magazine, then it's $42 a year. So people have the option of one or the other. So it's pretty reasonable to be a member too. We really, really do appreciate the new people that have joined, as well as our members who've been members for a long, long time.
So I understand last year you were raising money in particular for a redo of the post office flower garden, which the club takes care of. Now, can you tell me about the progress of that project?
Yes. So it's the area in front of the post office on both sides of the steps and then around the flagpole. We used a couple of our local resources to help us. Raleigh Hendricks and his crew, plus some of our garden club members, dug up everything in the front of the post office last fall, and so it was left bare for the winter. There was new edging put in and the soil was amended, and then the final prep work for the ground will be done this spring, and some grass planted in the areas that need it. We'll be reusing some of those plants as we had some overwintered last fall. So that goes on to the that we went to another resource, and we called on Randy Hokanson, who is a master gardener, and she's a former landscape designer. She helped us develop a plan that included some of the present shrubs and perennials, as well as some new plants. We have a couple members who took on the task of doing the research for the project, and we will be planting the area later this spring. It is a work in progress, so we hope everyone likes the new look.
All right, very neat. So yeah, the Pomme de Terre Garden Club was organized clear back in 1953, almost 72 years old. Has, what, 28 members now? Fewer master gardeners. Most are just people who like plants, and who doesn't like plants? I tried to raise some succulents once, but I have two cats, so they lasted about 2 days. So I would like to, but I have two little hellions that that kind of get in the way of that. But I think this is a really fantastic opportunity for people to have a hobby, get out and meet and talk with folks in the in our community and do something fun. I think it's really neat. Yeah, you see, you have a chamber member and Facebook page. The upcoming events and your meetings are posted there. Anything else you'd like to add today?
Yes, we also at the sale on for Saturday we'll be collecting nursery pots. If anybody wants to bring and drop them off, we'll have a box for those. It's nice to have those pots to reuse for the next sales. And we figure we probably have well over 1,000 plants coming. So,
oh wow,
there's a lot of variety of many different things. There'll be some edibles and just a lot of different things besides the perennials and annuals and all the other things I mentioned.
Nice. Yeah. So everybody's invited to the spring plant sale. It's coming up this Saturday, the 17th, from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Morris American Legion. Oh, Kathy and Mary, thank you so much for coming in and taking your time to let us know about it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And we just want to say thanks to everybody for all their support, too.